Welcome to the Better Brave podcast, where you get to hear unique stories from guests like you who choose to live bravely outside of their comfort zones. I'm Candace Dudley, your host, former teacher turned online business mentor and podcaster. This podcast is for you if you're committed to living life on purpose, no more following the rules of society. Go hit the follow button if you haven't yet and tune in every Tuesday for a new episode. I have a solo episode for you today. I wanted to talk about the pivot, what that means, how you get to your own pivot, how you find clarity, and what my pivot actually is. I think I've pivoted, I don't even know, countless times. I've just recently had another pivot. And to me, this one is just a bit of a shift. It's not so much that I'm changing everything. And I do feel like I've had some of those types of pivots, but it's a tiny shift that will allow my listeners, followers, potential clients to know a little more clearly of what I do. I don't think it's actually going to change a lot of the work that I'm doing day to day, but it's going to shift my message so that more people understand and that I have a clear cut way for people to know what I'm doing, because that is where my vagueness, I think, was coming into place. Okay, so how do we get to a pivot? To me, a pivot is when you decide to change something, small or big, it doesn't matter. Any moment that you're like, I am changing my mind, I'm going to do this instead. So leaving the classroom, that's a really big pivot for me. That is a huge pivot. A 13-year-long career, I'm not doing that anymore, and I'm going to go do something else. Deciding to start virtual assisting other entrepreneurs, that might be a smaller shift. That's not a massive thing. I'm just taking on a new work. Okay, you get those pivots, right? You're just changing something. I can even go way back 8 years ago, almost 9 years ago. My son's going to turn 9 in April. That's how I know. That's when I picked my first personal development book and started to actively notice how I was thinking in my own mind. And it's when I learned that I was in charge of that and that I could change that. And so that's when I started to shift and pivot and actively work on thinking more positively, thinking about changing good for great, and all these things that I kind of was unlearning and learning new things at the same time to replace some of those messages that had been programmed by society. So those are some examples of pivots or shifts. I'm sure you've already had some in your life that maybe you don't even notice, but the way that we get to a new pivot moment is to do the inner work. What I mean by that is anything that has you working on your insides, anything that has you learning more about yourself and who you are, that could be anything from when I learned that I was an Enneagram 3. That gives me more information about myself. Most recently, I learned that my human design was a projector. That was fascinating. That connected so many dots for me. I always thought that it was strange how much rest or like how tired I might get from something. I kind of chalked it up to being an introvert and that going to school is like being around a crowd of people, you know, my teaching students all day, and just like I didn't know how not to pour into them. And so I just chalked it up to that, maybe being a little empathic and that kind of thing. When I learned that I was a projector and that not everyone is, and that the big thing about that is that there's major ebbs and flows in your energy. Rest is vital to projectors because it's the only way that we get new creative ideas and get this like burst of productivity. And I was living a life where I was trying to be extremely extra productive every single day, almost at all hours of the day. No wonder that led me to burnout. I wasn't honoring anything about the way I was designed as a human being. I just looked at other people and thought, well, they can run on all cylinders all the time. Why wouldn't I be able to? I looked at my husband who had come home from teaching as well, and he's more extroverted than me. And I would think, what is wrong with me that I'm exhausted, that I think I need some alone time? I want nothing to do with playing with my kids right now. It started to really bother me that I was coming home from school to my own children and that they were getting the really tired version of me and that my students got the more energetic, best version of me during the day. So when you learn more about yourself, you can start to uncover what's in alignment with you. And for me as a millennial, this is a little bit of a new way to think because I sort of feel that there's some generational things here where us millennials are starting to think we were growing up, and I'm sure all of us could remember a time when we're like just dying to be an adult, be able to live our own life. And we just thought that was going to be the bee's knees. And then we become an adult and here we are. And we're like, this is what I signed up for? Are you kidding me? You start to think, okay, well, I was taught you go to school, go to college, graduate, and you get a job and you stay in that job until you retire and you enjoy a little retirement, hopefully, before you die. And that's life. And you get a job and your job is your job. And it maybe doesn't really even matter what the job is you just need to figure out a way to make money. And I think back to conversations that I had over the years with my dad. And I do think that he likes what he does. He's very good at it. He's a principal, was a teacher before that. And I walked in his footsteps for my first few years of my life. And I'm not saying that that teaching job was out of alignment forever. I really enjoy getting to teach. There's just other parts that fall out of alignment or become more important to you in different seasons of your life. Like my children being young is more important to me right now. And being able to show up and create a life that I can show up as the best version of myself for them is of extreme importance to me right now. When I was a single or was even married without kids, that wasn't as important to me in that season. So I just want to point out that just because you went to school and you landed your dream job and now you're like, I don't even know if I like this job anymore. Maybe something's wrong with me. The fact is not that something's wrong with you. It's just that it's okay to have life change and to have yourself change. And I actually think it's a really great thing. Which is why I am just thinking that I'm going to be committed and on this path of self-discovery and personal development for life. Because the great thing about being a human is that we evolve and we change. And I think that's a really great thing, not a negative thing. Going back to having conversations with my dad, his generation, and just him saying, you know, well, in order to live life, we all need money. And so we need a job. And it doesn't really matter what that job is, but we just need to have a job. And I think our generation, us millennials, are starting to think, I think that we could rework this. System. I think that by now we all have college degrees, maybe even more than one. By the time I was done with my teaching career, I had a master's degree. I had 30 additional credits on top of that. So that equivalence of education that I had was 10 years worth of schooling. Most of it I did while I was teaching. So anyways, we all have enough degrees at this point, or we've lived enough life where we have the knowledge and the ability to say, I think we could design this a little differently. I bet we could rework this system to be different and to create this sense of ease and flow in our day that our parents' generation never even thought was an option. That's where I'm at in the belief my life and what I know in my world. Maybe that's different in your world. Because I also can think of talking with my youngest brother. So he'd be what the generation that comes after millennials. What is that? Gen Z or anyways, whatever. You know what I'm talking about. And he has changed his job numerous times. He has stayed in the same career field, but he has jumped from different companies here and there. And his comments are, well, I just need to take care of myself. And so he has no problem jumping from one to the other if that job allows for more flexibility or it allows for more pay for the same work, or maybe it allows for more pay for less hours. He has this ease of jumping in and out of those situations. In my opinion, that's getting a job that's more aligned to him and his life and allows him more flexibility and allows him more financial freedom. Freedom and X, Y, and Z, whereas our parents' generation maybe wasn't even thinking about that. And I also think that maybe there's this touch of loyalty that those generations that maybe we even had. I know that I felt that a little bit when I was leaving the classroom because I had taught in the same district in the same building for 13 years. And there's no way, at least for me, that I could have not built relationships with my colleagues and people around me. I was super blessed that every teaching team that I was on for 13 years was absolutely incredible. And I love those people. I don't think that's the case for everyone. And I was really lucky in that regards, but that sense of loyalty can be a hindrance and make it not as easy to change. Because I think where we need to shift it and put our loyalty first is our loyalty to ourselves. Our loyalty to ourselves, because okay, yes, we have some loyalty to, let's say in my case, it was a district, a school, my colleagues. But when I look back now, we are easily replaced in those roles. The only role that we are not easily replaced is in our own homes. That's the place where we're not replaceable. To me, that is where my own alignment started to really, really shift. It became such a pull that I had no choice but to start listening to it. So if you are wondering when is your next pivot coming, I want you to sit and ask yourself and get quiet and take an inventory of your life. What do you know that you love about your life? What do you know that you don't? For me, I didn't like that we would teach. We would then pick up our kids because my husband and I worked in the same district. So we'd get in the car, pick the kids up a block away at daycare. And then we would, if we needed groceries, we would be sprinting to the neighboring town to get our grocery pickup order. And we'd sprint home to put the groceries away and bathe the kids and feed the kids and throw them into bed. And life just felt like we were sprinting. That was the big reason that I stepped away that very first year, because I got to spend that year with my youngest home for the most part. She went to a couple hours of preschool a couple days a week. Otherwise, we were home together. And that gift I'll be forever thankful for that year with her. We called our Mondays Millie and Mom Mondays, and they were our favorite day of the week. And I don't know that many of us can say that Mondays are our favorite day of the week. In fact, I usually lived life while I was teaching of having the Sunday scaries. So you can look at those moments in your life that are very much out of alignment. It is not fun to have the Sunday scaries. And you can journal about those things, write them down, sit and think about those things. But I love to write them out. It just, on paper, it just does something for me where I can just see things clearer. I can also get it out of my head and out of my brain and stop thinking about it. But I would encourage you to do that. Take that inventory. You might start to see a theme when you start writing things down about what things you're loving and what things don't feel great. You can even ask yourself, how does this feel in my body? That's something new that maybe I learned through therapy or a personal development book of some kind. I'm not even sure where, but asking that question, I had never thought about asking that before, and noticing how you feel in your body, because your body is quite amazing. For me, I get like this clenched stomach if it's kind of out of alignment or not feeling good to me. And I can ask myself why, what parts of it aren't feeling good to me? Or are there baggages from my childhood or life that my body is still holding on to and saying like, oh, we're scared of this situation because it feels similar to this last time or when, whatever. I started therapy a year ago on my 36th birthday, and I have another birthday coming up for turning 37. And that's been a pivotal thing in my journey, is learning more about myself. So if you can pause throughout your life, throughout your weeks, if you can do it every day, that's amazing. It will be super impactful for you to start to be able to shift things, whether it's tiny shifts, tiny small choices that are going to get you closer and closer to feeling more aligned. When you are working in alignment, everything is better. Everything. I really do think that we were taught as our generation growing up that that aligned feeling doesn't matter. There was more of a sense of you just suck it up and you just get through it. And that's just life. Like, we're not going to like all parts of it. And I completely agree that you're not going to love every single part of your new business you start, or everything, right? I don't even love every single aspect of parenting. There are some parts that are really hard, but I wouldn't trade it when those aligned parts that are really amazing are in place. They outweigh some of those little pieces that you're like, oh, I'm not, this part isn't so fun. Getting my taxes ready for, you know, my business that I run myself, that's not as fun. It's easier to just get a W-2 sent from school that I can just turn in. That was a lot easier, right? But the aligned pieces of the jobs that I do now much outweigh the few times that you have to do those parts that you don't like. So I really, really encourage you to continue to learn more about yourself. Pick up your first personal development book or audiobook or podcast. Start listening, start reading. Even if it's just 5 minutes a day, that's going to be really impactful. I've been doing that religiously for 8, almost 9 years. And I can tell you that you can rewire your thoughts. The brain is so cool like that. You can be in a completely different headspace, a completely different life, a completely different situation, running different businesses and doing different things, or whatever it is for you that you want to do. And it's okay if you don't know what it is yet, but you'll learn what it is the closer and closer that you keep shifting to align things, because then those next doors are going to open and the next ones are going to open. And then that's where you're going to be like in this magical place. And I know that sounds a bit woo, but just trust the process. Trust that you're learning and growing and you're learning new things about yourself, and that that's really a great thing. I just wanted to finally then wrap this up by sharing the little shift that I've made. And that is that I've realized after learning that I'm a projector and have big ebbs and flows of my energy and going through burnout and leaving my teaching career and all these pieces, that when I was the face of my network marketing business, my Beachbody business, and if some of you are like my OGs that have been here from day one, 3 years ago when I started this podcast, I was full on coaching, Beachbody coaching, running accountability groups. And there were pieces of that I loved. And I loved that that is what started this podcast, because the whole point of that was to provide my clients, some of which are you guys, just this free resource and this goodness and a place to hold space for us as mothers and people and women that were trying to better ourselves and improve our lives, just kick kick the status quo to the curb. That is what that started. And if you've been an OG, you can see the shifts and pivots that I've made throughout those 3 years, because this podcast is very, very different at this point. I am very, very different at this point. The shift that I'm making is that I realized that I didn't love being the face of the business and having to just be out there constantly. I loved, though, helping people, helping women achieve their wellness goals, achieve their goals of any kind. And that's kind of morphed into realizing that I love the behind the scenes. I love systems. That's part of being a projector. My brain can just like fire off a full system of how this will work, because we'll connect this, this, and this, and we'll link this, and it'll be like that, and it'll be automated, and it'll be working and running. And so my brain kind of spirals like that. I get really excited about being able to help other entrepreneurs with their business so that they get more time back for themselves, or they have the chance to really expand and lean into the parts of their business that they love. So what I'm doing is done for you options and done with you options, which to me, this really isn't changing what I do day to day, because I already was doing this. I just wasn't telling everybody that I was doing this. I wasn't sharing these parts. And so the shift I'm making is that I'll be sharing these parts. So if you run a business or you know someone that does, or you want to learn to do something, for example, I've had calls where I get work from an entrepreneur and I have built their website, or I have made a sales page for them, or I've linked things for them so that their systems are automated and it will deliver their digital product to the customer once they've hit purchase or whatever it might be, because maybe they don't want to learn how to do this. They just need this taken off their plate. But I've also had calls where last week someone knew that I have created a journal myself. I have a journal. It's on Amazon. And I figured out how to publish my journal onto Amazon through Amazon KDP. So this person wanted to know how to do that for their own things. They own a gym and they created this wellness journal tracker type thing to go with their clients at their gym and the programs that they offer. It's really, really cool. Well, she has more that will be coming out. So she wanted me to walk her through and teach her how to use that program and how to submit that. And so she just submitted that last week and I'm so excited for her. She's so excited and it feels so great and aligned for me to be a part of something like that. And so I taught her how to do that so that she can then go out and do that on her own the next time. Those are kind of some examples of I do it for you, or I do it with you and teach you a new skill for you to take with you on your own entrepreneurial journey. And it's just going to be so much quicker than if you have to muddle through it yourself and figure those pieces out and sometimes then quit because it is such a time suck, or you end up with so many hurdles and get stuck and you think, I'm just going to quit. See, I wasn't made for this. I can't figure this out. My brain and my doubts were right and I just cash it in. So I love that I can be that for other entrepreneurs. So that's a simple pivot that I'm making right now, but it feels so aligned and so good. And I'm thrilled to be able to continue doing what I'm doing, but making the message to the people listening and potential clients so much clearer. Hopefully this episode inspired you a little bit to look at your own life and see where you can shift into more alignment and just give you permission to create the life that you want, because you do have that ability. It wouldn't be on your heart if you didn't. I've said that time and time again. Leave room for magic, but also take some messy action towards being aligned and the magic is just going to come. It will be there and doors will open that you never knew were there. You couldn't see them before because you weren't walking that path. And when you start going down that path, those things are going to fall into place for you. So I hope that you enjoyed this. As always, I love hearing from you. Reach out to me. You can email me at betterbravewithcandice@gmail.com or head over to my Instagram at Candice Dudley, send me a DM or comment on the post when this episode gets released. Whenever you reach out to a small business, it's always that person behind the message. That is really, really something special that we don't get when we are working with big box stores. So whenever you can leave a review, shop small, shop local, it's going to make such a huge impact on this world you don't even know. So I appreciate you so much for being here, for listening, and spending a couple minutes of your day listening to this podcast. It really is never, ever lost on me how incredible that is. So I appreciate you. Hey, thanks for being here. I love being able to highlight entrepreneurial journeys because no two are the same. To grab my free sales page planner or to book a discovery call with me, head to the show notes. Finally, please leave a quick review so I can continue this work. See you next week.